在我们第二次的祷告前，我们先来学习一段圣经。
Before our second prayer, let's all learn about a passage in the Bible.
请我们翻开马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 16.
马可福音十六章第一节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 1.
过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。
Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him.
第二节，七日的第一日清早，出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。
Verse 2, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen.
第三节，彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
Verse 3, and they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?
第四，那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
Verse 4, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large.
第五，他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
And verse 5, and entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
第六，那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
Verse 6, but he said to them, do not be alarmed, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen, he is not here, see the place where they laid him.
第七，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得，说他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
Verse 7, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.
第八，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Verse 8, so they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
这里在记载一段有关主耶稣复活的事情。
Here records a passage relating to Jesus' resurrection.
我们知道主耶稣复活是基督教里头很重要的教义之一。
We all know that Jesus' resurrection is one of the most important things that happened in the Bible.
因为这证明主耶稣对门徒的应许已经实现了。
Because it was evident that the promise of Jesus was already fulfilled.
主耶稣的复活也才能够来彰显主耶稣的神性。
And Christ's resurrection proves the divinity of Christ.
这里在记载着主耶稣复活的时候，有三位姐妹他们的这个经验。
And here it records the experience of three sisters who came to visit him.
这是在主耶稣被钉十字架之后的第三天。
This occurred on the third day after Christ was crucified.
他们带着香膏要来膏主耶稣的身体。
They came to the tomb to bring spices to anoint his body.
要出发之前，他们心中就有一个难题在他们的心里头。
But before they even came to the tomb, they were already thinking of a question which was something that they agonized over.
他们必须要面对着那个堵住洞口的那个大石头。
Because they had to face the problem of that large stone in front of the tomb.
因为这是一个事实。
This was a reality.
所以他们彼此在问说，谁给我们把石头这个滚开呢？
So they asked among themselves, who shall roll away the stone?
这是一个他们所面对的一个实际的问题。
So this is a very realistic problem that these sisters face.
在我们生活当中，我们也常常面对着一些实际的问题。
Similarly, in our own lives, we often face very realistic problems.
真的，有时候我们所遇到的问题也好像是一颗大石头。
And the problems we face are like a large stone in our path.
所以他们的这个问话实在是可以值得我们仔细的去把它思想一下。
So this question that they ask is a question that is good for us to ponder.
有时候圣经的描述给我们很大的空间去做一些联想。
Because sometimes the descriptions from the Bible give us a lot of space to think.
那这颗石头，我们可以做怎样的联想
？So what can we? So let's think about what we can compare the stone to.
好，我们每一个人都有一个好很大的空间，让我们自由的去想。
So each of us has a large space for us to think about what the stone metaphorically represents in our lives.
好，那我提供几点来做大家的参考。
So I'm going to point out a couple of examples for you to ponder upon.
这颗石头啊，在告诉每一个人有关面对死的这种绝望。
This stone is, it speaks of the despair of death.
这个死常常让人觉得是不愿意谈，因为觉得说它带给人绝望。
Death is something that we often don't want to talk about because it brings despair and depression to us.
这个石头把这个木屑的洞口堵住了。
And the stone sealed up the path to the tomb.
因为犹太人他们处理死掉的人是把尸体放在洞里头。
Because the way that the Jews treated dead bodies was to put it, place it inside a hole.
好，所以当时主耶稣的尸体就是被放在一个洞里头。
Or a cave, and so Jesus' body was in such a place.
好，用一个很大的石头把洞口堵起来。
And a large stone was rolled in front of this hole or cave to seal up the tomb.
这意味着外面的人不能进去。里面的尸体也不能出来。
To prevent anybody from crossing between, so the dead body could not come outside, and nobody living could go into this tomb.
在人的生活里头，死常常就是这样子，将两边的人把它隔开了。
And so in life, death is often also something that separates the living from the dead.
那个死的人尸体就被放在那个洞里头。
Because dead people's bodies are placed into tombs and caves.
就好像被那一个洞把它扣留住了。
And that stone covers up the path to it.
这就是为什么人面对死亡的事情，人会觉得很忧伤会觉得是一件很灰暗的事情。
Which is why when we talk about death, we often feel sad.
但是这里说那个石头已经被挪开了。
But in this passage, it was said that the stone has been rolled away.
在耶稣基督里头，死这件事情已经被挪开了。
In Jesus Christ, death has been rolled away.
照着使徒们他们所得的启示，将来我们都要再见面的。
Fulfilling the revelation that in the future the disciples would meet with Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？
And why is this?
因为这个石头不能够把主耶稣封在那个洞里头。
Because this rock could not contain and could not obstruct Jesus Christ.
主耶稣已经复活了。
Because Christ had risen.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章三十节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 30.
使徒行传二章三十节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 30.
大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。
Acts chapter 2, verse 30. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to his flesh,
三十一节就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉体也不见朽坏。
He would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption.
在大卫的时代，大卫被圣灵感动，他就已经预言主耶稣复活的事情。
During the time of King David, he had already seen a prophecy that his descendant would be the Christ.
大卫也预言了主耶稣复活的事情。
And King David also prophesied the resurrection of Christ.
那我们知道主耶稣复活是带给我们很重要的意义。
And we know that the resurrection of Christ has a lot of meaning and significance for us.
他的胜过死亡，让我们也能够胜过死亡。
His overcoming of death allows us too to overcome death.
所以保罗说，在基督徒的生活里头，不再有死亡这一个字眼这样的事情。
That's why Paul says that in Christ there is no longer death for us.
是的，死亡带给很多人绝望。
Yes, death may bring sorrow for many people.
但是对基督徒来讲，那个石头已经挪开了。
But for Christians, that stone has already been rolled away.
面对着肉体的死亡，已经不再是一件绝望的事情。
The death of the flesh and of the physical body is no longer something to be afraid or sorrowful about.
这一颗石头也代表了那个反对的、敌对者他们的努力。
The stone also speaks of the efforts of Jesus Christ's enemies.
请看马太福音二十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章六十五节。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 65.
六十五节，比拉多说：“你们有看守的兵，去吧，尽你们所能的，把守。”
Pilate said to him, "You have a guard. Go your way, make it as secure as you know how."
六十六节，他们就带着看守的兵去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。
66. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.
因为主耶稣在受死之前，他就多次的向人们讲他会复活。
Before Jesus Christ died or was crucified, he had prophesied to many that he would resurrect.
这是当时耶路撒冷的犹太社会里头绝大部分的犹太人所知道的。
And this is something that the majority of the Jewish community already knew.
那这些所谓的祭司，他们也知道耶稣说过这样的话。
And the priests all knew that Jesus Christ had prophesied this.
所以他们就已经要预防这样的事情继续的散布在犹太社会里头。
So they were trying their best to try to thwart this plan.
所以这里这个罗马的刑府特别允许他们，你们可以自己派人来看守这个坟墓。
That's why even the Roman guard said that you should try to make it the tomb as secure as you know how.
因为这些祭司他们说恐怕耶稣的尸体被偷。
Because these priests were afraid that Christ's body would be stolen.
那人们就耶稣的门徒就可以说耶稣已经复活了。
Giving Christ's disciples the opportunity to say that, look, Christ has resurrected.
所以他们真的就派更多的人在那边看守着。
Therefore, they tried all the more to try to prevent Jesus Christ's resurrection.
那这里又特别说又用石头把它封住。
In fact, they even used the stone to make the guard secure.
很有可能这个石头又特别的是特别的大的。
And perhaps this was an exceedingly large stone.
很有可能不但这三个姐妹推不动，就是三个弟兄也可能推不动。
So it's possible that not even these three sisters could have rolled away the stone. It's possible that even many men could not roll away the stone.
所以耶稣的反对者他们是很努力的要来反对耶稣。
So Christ's enemies were very zealous in trying to thwart the resurrection.
他们看过耶稣行神迹，他们听过耶稣的传讲。
They had already seen Jesus Christ's miracles and heard of his sermons.
但是他们没有那个信心来接受主耶稣对他们的传讲。
But they didn't have the faith to accept his words.
不但这样子，他们还要反对主耶稣。
And not only this, they tried to thwart and obstruct Jesus Christ's resurrection.
所以他们用了一个很大的石头要把洞口给堵住。
So that's why they brought a very large stone to seal the tomb.
今天在信仰的道路上面，我们有时候也会遇到阻挡。
And a lot of times in our own Christian lives, we often face obstacles.
除了有形的之外，我们也不要忽略了 这个撒旦的阻挡。
Not only are there visible obstacles, we must not forget Satan's efforts.
啊，但是我们也不用害怕。
But we don't need to be afraid.
啊，主耶稣的复活来说明了他胜过了他的仇敌。
Christ's resurrection tells us that he has overcome his enemies.
啊，有主耶稣的帮助，我们在信仰的道路上面是可以继续把它走完。
And with the help of Jesus Christ, we can walk to the end of the journey of faith.
有主耶稣的怜悯，我们是能够坚持我们的信仰。
And with Christ's compassion and mercy, we can also keep up our faith.
有主耶稣的帮助，我们是可以胜过撒旦的阻挡，撒旦的攻击。
And through the help of Jesus Christ, we can overcome Satan's efforts and his obstruction.
这颗石头也可以代表着所有可以将我们跟主耶稣来隔开的事情。
The stone also speaks of anything that separates us from our Savior.
啊，这些妇女她们以为她们会很无助的站在这个大石头的面前。
These sisters thought they would be helpless in front of Jesus Christ's tomb.
啊，有时候真的，我们被事情把我们很无助的来把我们隔开。
Yes, sometimes there are things in life that make us separate us from Christ.
哦，那其实，在我们生活当中有一个最大的石头，就是人的罪。
And there is and the biggest obstacle of all is probably our own sins.
哦，罪将人跟神隔开。
Because sin separates humans from Christ, from God.
罪会将人跟神的爱隔开。
And it makes God separate from humans.
哦，将神的爱哈，罪会将人跟神的爱来隔开。
And sin will make us and God's love very far from each other.
哦，这个罪能够将人跟神的智慧隔开。
And sin will make humans separate from the wisdom of God.
哦，这个罪会将人跟神的能力来隔开。
And sin will separate humans from God's power.
罪可以在人的生活当中的其他的人 或一些事情上面。
And sin can be on other people's things or business.
所以罪它可以存在生活当中的许多的层面。
So sin can take all kinds of forms.
但是这个石头是可以被挪开的。
But this stone is something that can be rolled away.
哦，主耶稣他是愿意欢迎我们，愿意来赦免我们。
Christ is somebody that is willing to accept and to forgive us.
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章三十五节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 35. 17, verse 35.
三十节，对不起，使徒行传十七章三十节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 30.
三十节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent.
三十一节，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按着公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
31. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead.
这里说到，在我们还没有遇见主耶稣，还不认识主耶稣之前，我们有很多的过患，很多的无知。
Before we knew and recognized Christ, there were a lot of things that we were ignorant about.
所以我们总是跟主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的能力是分开的。
Which is why we were separated from God's love and His power.
今天我们遇见了主耶稣，我们认识了主耶稣。
But today we have seen and we know Christ.
那我们就要悔改。
Therefore we should repent.
借着我们的悔改，把这一个罪的石头把它挪开。
Because through repentance we can roll away the stone that separates us from Him.
这也是主耶稣复活的目的。
This was also the reason for his resurrection.
啊，因为主耶稣的复活，所以带给我们这个认识主耶稣，而来为自己的过犯来悔改。
Because of Christ's resurrection, we can come before him now to repent.
哦，所以三十一节说，主耶稣从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
And here it says, because he has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead.
哦，当这个罪的石头挪开了
，When this stone was rolled away,
啊，我们就也不再跟主耶稣的爱来隔绝。
We will no longer be separated from God's love.
所以当这三个姐妹来到啊这个墓园的时候，石头已经挪开了。
So when the sisters came to Jesus Christ's tomb, the stone was already rolled away.
我们再看回马可福音十六章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 16.
这个是一开始他们所没有想到的。
This was something that they never predicted or had thought of.
他们也没有想到说在那里会有其他的人。
They never imagined that at Jesus' tomb there would be somebody else.
所以他们说有谁能够来帮我们把这个石头挪开。
Which is why they asked, who will roll away the stone for us?
但是事实上在第四节说当他们抬头一看那个石头已经挪开了。
But verse 4 says that, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away.
应该是很高兴的。
Actually, this should be a very joyful matter.
但是这又超乎他们的意料。
But it was beyond their imagination.
常常我们遇到那种很惊奇的事情，我们会又高兴，但是呢，又会为了所发生的事情觉得害怕。
And sometimes when we see something that was beyond our imagination, we are often happy, but at the same time, we also feel fear.
石头既然挪开了，那当然就进到洞里头去。
Because yes, the stone has been rolled away, so obviously we should enter the tomb.
结果他们看到一个身穿白衣的少年人坐在那里。
And when they did so, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting there.
让他们更觉得惊恐。
Which made them even more alarmed.
第六节说，那少年人对他们说，不要害怕。
So in verse 6, he said to them, do not be alarmed.
他们想要就近主耶稣。
These three sisters wanted to approach Jesus Christ.
他们本来想说是没有办法的。
Because first they thought that it was impossible to do so.
有时候我们想到神的圣洁，神的尊贵。
And sometimes when we think about God's holiness and His preciousness,
我们会觉得我们配吗
？We will think that we are, are we even worthy?
我们可以就近主耶稣吗
？Can we approach Jesus Christ?
有时候很多的事情就在我们的生活当中让我们体验了。
But a lot of experiences in our life make us realize.
真的，我们会觉得又感谢又害怕。
And we, when we have these experiences, we feel thankfulness, but at the same time, we are also a little alarmed.
就好像雅各说，神就在这里，我竟然不知道。
Just like it says, in the book of James.God is here, but I didn't know that.
神就真的在我们生活的每一个层面里头。
God is really in every single aspect of our lives.
这个少年人说，是的，神在你们当中，但是你们不用怕。
So here he said to them, do not be alarmed because he is not here, but he is among you.
今天我们需要去再一次的肯定知道主耶稣复活的事实。
Today we have to once again,acknowledge the reality of Christ's resurrection.
那我们也要去传讲主耶稣复活的这一个事实。
And we also have to spread the news about this good news.
这是我们可以知道的，我们可以去传讲的。
This is something that we know and that we can spread among friends.
因为主耶稣也给我们一个强而有力的证据。
Because Christ has already given us irrevocable evidence.
请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章三十二节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 32。
使徒行传五章三十二节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 32。
三十二节，我们为这事做见证，神所赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。
Verse 32, and we are witnesses, his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him.
当时彼得跟其他的使徒，他们都在为主耶稣复活的事情做见证。
At the time, Peter and the other apostles were going around to testify Jesus' resurrection.
主耶稣已经升天了，主耶稣已经很少向人来显现了。
And Jesus at that time had already ascended to heaven and was no longer appearing before men.
但是这些使徒他们是亲眼见主的复活，所以他们继续努力勇敢的做耶稣复活的见证。
But these apostles had seen Jesus Christ with their own eyes, so they were very zealously going around to make witness of these things.
那让使徒能够继续这样认真勇敢做见证的，因为还有另外一个见证。
The reason that these apostles had the courage to do these things has another reason.
因为圣灵也来为主耶稣复活做见证。
It is because Holy Spirit also testified to Jesus' resurrection.
所以圣灵的功用之一是为耶稣的复活做见证。
So one of the functions of the Holy Spirit is also to testify to Christ's resurrection.
这里也在说到这个圣灵是神赐给那个顺从之人。
And here it says that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him.
我们做一个顺从的人，我们就可以领受圣灵。
So if we are people who obey Christ, then the Holy Spirit too will be given to us.
这三个姐妹，她们是存着一个忧伤的心，来到这个墓园。
The three sisters also came to the tomb with a very sorrowful heart.
她们听过主耶稣说他要复活，但是他们不信。
They had heard that Jesus Christ would rise again, but they didn't believe it in their hearts.
因为这是从来没有发生过的事情。
Because this is something that never happened before.
但是石头已经挪开了。
But the stone has already been rolled away.
他们就恢复了拥有主耶稣的时候的那种感谢跟喜乐。
So the feeling of happiness and joy returned to them once again.
所以我用这三件事情跟大家来分享，这个石头所代表的是什么？
So、today,
可以是什么意思
？I shared with you all the three things that the stone speaks of.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
398首。
Let's all sing him 398.
那颗石头是这三个姐妹所推不开的。
That stone is something that the three sisters could not push away.
很有可能就是三个弟兄也推不开。
And it's likely that even three brothers could not push it away.
其实他们是可以相信主耶稣之前跟他们所讲的话。
Actually, they could have just believed what Jesus Christ had told them earlier.
主耶稣已经告诉他们他要复活的。
Which is that he would rise again.
但是他们是还是带着一个怀疑，但是爱主的心来到这里。
But they still brought a slightly doubting but still loving heart.
结果他们看到的是石头已经挪开了。
And so when they arrived, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away for them.
这不是，纵然是三个弟兄也挪不开的石头。
Yes, even three men likely could not have rolled away the stone.
在我们的生活当中，有时候我们的遭遇就好像遇到了一个大的石头。
And in our own lives, often we meet obstacles that are like stones that cannot be rolled away.
我们常常也都是很努力的、很用力的要把这个石头推开。
And oftentimes we think with all our might on how to roll away the stone.
事实上，就像这个大石头，不是我们可以推得开的。
But it's often the reality that the stone is like the stone of this story. That's something we can't roll.
虽然我们推不开，但不等于它没有办法挪开。
But even if we can't roll away the stone, it doesn't mean that the stone cannot be dealt with.
我们需要相信、依靠，那这个石头就会挪开。
If we believe and we trust and rely on God, then it will be rolled away.
但是我们常常我们的相信我们的依靠并不是那么的完全。
But oftentimes our belief, our conviction and our reliance is not perfect.
但是只要我们对主耶稣有那一点点的爱。
But as long as we have that little love for Jesus Christ,
石头是可以挪开的。
That stone can be rolled away.
啊，但是我们不需要，真的不需要，自己要一直很努力的。自己尝试着要很努力的要去推那个石头。
But we don't necessarily have to think of all kinds of human ways to roll away the stone.
所以我们现在要来做20分钟的祷告。
Now we're going to pray for 20 minutes.
我们继续为下礼拜的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's continue praying for the spiritual convocation.
那我们也求主耶稣加添我们的信心，加添我们依靠他的心。
And let's pray that God may give us more faith and strength.
因为生活当中的这个大石头不是我们用力气可以推得开的。
Because the stone in our lives is not something that we should necessarily use our own strength to roll away.
而是主耶稣的工作，主耶稣来帮我们挪开。
Rather, it is the work of Jesus Christ to roll it away for us.
我们要接受按手祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.